Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about the importance of unity. You know, right now we are in the week of unity, and this is a week which is a week that falls between 2 days. Those 2 days are days regarding which it has been narrated that they are the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad. One, according to some of the traditions from the Ahl Sunnah, and the other, according to some of the traditions which have been related and transmitted from the Shia. You know, unity is something very important, and it's so important that, you know, we have some hadiths which have stated that if you have to lie to make peace between people, right, it's okay. For example, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, it's been reported that he said, "The reconciler is not a liar. Al-musleh laysa bikadhib." So this is something very important, and you know, it's, the importance of this is understood even better when we take into consideration the fact that a lot of people today are encouraging Muslims to fight with one another. You know, they're fanning the flames of dispute and disunity, and you know, it's to their benefit. Whoever does this, we don't want to, you know, point out anybody by name. Everybody knows who it is, right? It's in their personal interest for Muslims to fight with one another, you know, to slander one another, to call each other names, to kill one another, right? Because, you know, the weaker, the more we fight with one another, the more Muslims fight with one another, the weaker they are, the easier it is for them, these people, to subjugate us. In many verses of the Holy Quran, God Almighty alludes to the importance of unity and peace between Muslims. In fact, you know, God says, "There is no good in much of their secret talk, except him who enjoys charity and what is right, or reconciliation between people. And whoever does that, seeking Allah's pleasure, soon we will give him a great reward." Right? So, you know, peace is something very good. And in fact, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said the following to his companion, Mufaddal. Mufaddal is one of those very elite companions of the Imams. In fact, it's been reported that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said to Mufaddal, "Oh Mufaddal, I love you." Right? This is, I'm fond of you, I like you, I love you. This is an expression that the A'imma have rarely used for people besides themselves, one another. Right, so this indicates the, you know, the virtue, the great virtue and superiority of this person. In any case, Imam Sadiq said the following to Fadl. He said, "If you see two people from amongst our followers," meaning from amongst the Shia, "fighting over property or the likes of that, use my money to settle the dispute." Okay? So he says that in fact we can use the money belonging to the Imam in the form of the, you know, the wujuhat al-shari'i, the religious taxes and things which charity which is gathered from taxes and the likes of these, you know, to settle these disputes. That's how important unity is. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the importance of unity in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.